Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Imagine hitting a $10 million jackpot in the Virginia lottery. Immediately, your phone blows up. Long-lost relatives start calling. Charities hit you up for donations. Maybe you even get scammed. For people who win the lottery, sometimes more money leads to more problems.
They've been subjected to frivolous lawsuits and threatened.
That's Delegate Lee Ware, a Republican from Powhatan.
A Virginian who won a prize has moved five times in the last decade to get away from some of these kinds of problems.
That's why Ware introduced a bill allowing lottery winners to remain anonymous. Governor Ralph Northam signed the bill back in February, and this week it goes into effect. Now, critics worry that the new secrecy could lead to corruption. During the debate over the bill, Republican Senator David Suderlein of Roanoke mentioned examples of collusion between lottery officials and straw buyers.
It was amazing how many times they had kept winning at the exact same stores where they happened to have a friend who worked there or who owned the place.
Virginia is joining six other states where the identity of lottery winners remains shielded from the public. I'm Michael Pope.